Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Aleknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, blogging. There are a bazillion blogs these days, but what does it take to write one people will actually read? Juno writer Libby Bacalar has figured out the formula with her blog One Hot Mess. Bacalar mixes it up when she writes, using humor, self-depreciation, social media, and even a Stephen Colbert-like character to connect with her audience. Her most read post titled Alaska Airlines to English Dictionary received more than 8,000 hits, and the blog is getting national attention, too. Boston's Women in Comedy Festival has asked Bacalar to submit to their blog. KTOO's Scott Burton has more.
6:15 on a school day morning, roll my ass out of bed and I yell out a warning. Get up, you two. You know I ain't playing. I'm about to crack skulls with all your mad disobeying.
This is Libby Bacalar, the writer of One Hot Mess, reciting her blog entry, Who to Boss. Bacalar is the mother of a 4- and 7-year-old who are often the subjects of her entries, which range from rap to essays to comics to flow and pie charts, resumes, haikus, and more.
Who the boss? That's me. You better hear this stanza. I'll be bossing you around like I was Tony Danza. It's got my outlook calendar.
The funnest part for me about the blog is having a shared experience with the audience about experiences they can all relate to, like getting your kid geared up for the rain or the snow.
Or not knowing certain etiquette, as in this selection from If I Actually Said What I Was Thinking at a Wine Tasting.
Wine pouring, dude. Perhaps you'd like to try this very mellow Shiraz? It's quite harmonious, complex, and evolved, with high tannins and an edgy bitterness that, me, yeah, no thanks, I'm good. Can you just pour me a giant glass of cold white sour grape juice now? And can you fill that sucker up all the way to the top, like not just 2 or 3 inches of mouthwash at the bottom? Keep going.
She says she tries to be revelatory and analytical.
I try to get to the root of pretensions and phoniness and all kinds of insecurities and things like that that people, I think, appreciate honesty about. This whole wine tasting routine kind of has all of those elements. It's sort of this first world kind of pretentious thing that deserves to be made fun of a little bit. And I'm going to make fun of myself and it at the same time.
But she's not always rapping, humorous, or irreverent. About once a month, she writes an earnest piece, too, like in a November post, about how cathartic crying can be.
One of the things I hear a lot about the blog is, you're always saying what I'm really thinking, or you're always saying what I'm afraid to say. And that is the highest compliment I can get, because it means that I'm writing something that's resonating with people on a real level.
Sometimes Bacalar posts as many as 5 entries a day, most composed on her smartphone. She says she's inspired by her husband and comic writer Jeff Kirsch, David Sedaris, Louis C.K., Margaret Cho, and Stephen Colbert.
There's a little bit of a fourth wall, sort of Stephen Colbert-esque character developing. I'm not trying to compare myself to someone as awesome as Stephen Colbert, mind you. I'm just saying he's another person that I really admire in terms of his ability to straddle that meta line between reality and fiction.
That version of herself recently wrote a flirtatious open letter to a guy who works at a Juneau postal store. As usual, Bacalar linked to her entry on Facebook and, in a Juneau way, it's gone viral. She likes the interactivity.
It was all very true, everything I said in there about, you know, how I thought this guy was cute, and I feel like an old lady every time I go in the store, and blah, 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 and he's listening to all this great music, and et cetera, et cetera. But I wanted him to know all that, and I was good with that. And then at the same time, I was curious, is all of this going to, you know, get back to him and his friends?
Hello, my name is Connor Lindrum, also known as Cute Dude at the Post Office Store, also known as CDAT POS.
One Hot Mess posted open letter to Cute Dude at the Post Office Store on Monday afternoon. Someone responded with his name within an hour, and he got the link soon thereafter. It took a little investigating, but he figured out who it was.
I was like, oh, it's that fox who I made eyes at, like, that day.
CDAT Post says it's all surreal. He wanted to meet her in person.
How much of this internet personality is her true personality? And how much of it is a construction for, like, you know, this art that she works on? Because, like, she's a very good writer. Like, she has a wonderful self-deprecating style and, like, very casual but precise. And, like, I really enjoy it.
After a bunch of Facebook correspondence, CDAP posts made Bacalar and her family dinner. Bacalar told the story of the dinner in 14 pictures on her blog. She declared the meal of marinated pork tenderloin with handmade garlic pesto, quote, top chef material, peeps, end quote, and gave the meal a 12 on a scale of 1 to 10. In Juneau, I'm Scott Burton.